This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Boys' Day. That's right, I said Boys' Day. Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn. Down on Toddy Todd Street. No, 22nd of August, 1919. Yeah, sure. 2013. The reason why we do that, folks, for the timeline, easier to navigate around on the archives if something ever gets messed up. And, of course, we store away these programs in various places. Nobody could ever drop a bomb on us and make all the programming, archived programming, go away. And for another reason. If there's ever any trouble and somebody wants to drag us into a court, well, they can't take out of context anything that we've said because it's all been recorded for how many years? Over 9 years. So try lying your way out of that one. By the way, I'm getting how the worm is turning, huh? I'm getting phone calls on the Phyllis Schlafly deal, and I hear you. I just had a lady call me. And she said, look, I'm 82 years old. Do you know what she did back in 1986? And I'm going into history past with this woman. And I told her, I said, well, you know, I said, I met her at a conference one time, and I was one of the scheduled speakers, and as she was. And that was the day that she was going to come out and announce who she was going to back for president. And I was surprised it was John McCain and it was not Ron Paul. And I asked her why, and she could not give me a reason. Now, anybody that follows politics and that really knows the real John McCain, please stand up. Thank you. I've done a head count. You can sit back down. Yeah, not a good guy. It's what's been passed off as being a Republican, conservative, whatever, when the whole thing has gone to hell in a handbasket. So how many good guys are there out there? Well, And somebody mentioned about Ron Paul to me. Well, you know, he kept voting for those appropriations, or, you know, he did real good on not voting for unconstitutional bills that came up, but he was in there kind of like earmarking, And, you know, I found that a little strange. Well, let me tell you something. The day Ron Paul walked out of Congress, it was the day the Constitution died. Wasn't there a song about that? Chevy and Levy and the day the Constitution died. Yeah. Yeah. Well, what do we have up there now? Well, we have a son, pseudo-conservative. Sounds good, but really does not, I think, have a full grasp and understanding of the Constitution. If he did, he would see how many different ways he's violating it. And the good thing about this, too, I allayed the fears of this wonderful lady that has been, man, working for a lot of years, knows a lot of stuff. She said, well, I'm afraid that people are going to get sucked back into the Eagle Forum with Phyllis Schlafly. Well, something very strange is starting to happen, and I've been waiting 20 years for this. It's kind of like the people that used to do the TV evangelist thing. And, well, you need to send us money so we can stay on the air. Well, yeah, we've gone through a lot of TV evangelists, have we not? Some of them thought that it was kosher to maybe I shouldn't go there. A lot of them just spent money where it shouldn't be spent. Gold fixtures and playlands and guys that just couldn't stay away from hotels, seedy hotels and hookers. And then they'd cry their eyes out that they got caught. Or, I'm sorry, that they were really sad. And, well, you know, it's really hard for them because they're so close to God, the devil works overtime on them. Yeah. Well, just a lot, as a lot of people with this evangelism stuff have gone, you know, I'm going to quit tithing to these people. I'm going to quit sending them money because they sure are in a lot of sin. They're doing stuff that I don't even have to apologize for because I never did. And I am watching this and people are going, you know, well, let me get out my own Bible and let me talk to God myself. Let me cut out the middleman. And they've been doing it. Same thing. And there's a long way around to tell you about Phyllis Schlafly, but what's happening here in this country are people are pulling out the Constitution themselves. And they're reading it. And they're not taking the word of somebody that says, well, I'm a constitutionalist. Really? I've seen a lot of people claim that they were constitutionalists that really do not know or understand, or they do understand, and they're really not down with the principles, at least of the Founding Fathers. Which brings in the argument, I know, Constitution isn't perfect. Yes, yes, yes. But, you know, I'll use that, strip away all the bad amendments of that, and we can use that as a starting platform. Out of the gates once again. Did you think something as wonderful as this country was and still has the capability of being would not be messed with? Yeah, you already know the answer to that. You already know. So, Phyllis Schlafly, yeah, I get it. I understand. I really do. And we're looking for a replacement. The stations, we flip formats. We now have access, and I'm getting pretty excited here, because we now have people. We have such a good quality type of programming. And I've got to thank the Rush Limbaughs of the world and the Sean Hannitys and the Mark Levins. And who was that other guy? I think he's out on the West Coast. Savage, Michael Savage. You know, all these guys sounded conservative. But they weren't talking about the same thing that we were. As a matter of fact, when we'd talk about things, they'd come up and they'd go against it. Now, all of a sudden, there's been this 180-degree flip. They're now talking about the same things we have been talking about for 20 stinking years. Whoa, big transition. So you guys keep talking that. We appreciate it because we're the originals. We're the constitutionalists. We're the true conservatives. Because we didn't have our hands out for the payola. We didn't play politics. We didn't do a lot of dirty things that we have seen done in the name of what? In this country. Our freedom, our liberty for the individual? I think not. It's just been one great big grab fest, and everybody has been making a pile of cash. Well, have we noticed the cash piles are starting to dry up? Oh, and that's when my friends on the other side of the radio dial finally decided to look at this country other than being a democracy. Yes, it's a constitutionally limited republic, and we have given the reasons. Folks, we're the place to go here. We have given you the reasons why things have turned. We don't have to get on the air and go, well, why is this happening? Or why is that? Or why? We know. And we've been telling you. We've done the research. Or the little diversions of the Great Republic kind of got sidetracked throughout the years. Only, what, coming up on our 238th birthday? Or did we have it in July? I lose track. We're just so damned old. At any rate, when I get back, I'm going to give you some of the ways we've gone off the track and see if it sounds vaguely familiar to you.
And took it all away.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Before I get into this, Arkansas private school arms staff. And we put this up on the website. Go take a peek at it. You're going to love it. RepublicBroadcasting.org. Bryant, Arkansas, a central Arkansas private school, has grabbed national spotlight. Well, not quite. There's a lot of people that don't want anybody to see this. Oh, no, this is not a gun-free zone, school zone. Central Arkansas private school has grabbed national spotlight for its decision to train and arm its school staff. I just felt like what's going on in many of the public schools where there seems to be a lot of shootings, we need to take the same stance that we do in church on Sunday for our kids Monday through Friday, said Pastor Perry Black. Now, Pastor Black has armed security during Sunday service, but now his school will be seeing the same thing 5 days a week. He posted some signs in front of the Arkansas Christian Academy in Bryant that read, "Staff is armed and trained. Any attempt to harm children will be met with deadly force." Pastor Black says about 1 to 7 staff members are armed on any given day. "We have the same law enforcement officers that have helped us through training and helped us through our concealed carry permits. The staff's been training since the beginning of this year following the deadly Connecticut school shooting. Attorney General Dustin McDaniel shot down plans to arm staff in Arkansas public schools earlier this month." Now, why do you suppose the man did that? Because he's so concerned for the children. Yeah. When they're not getting hyped and doped up on SSRIs to make them go totally insane, and then go back to the same schools with their daddy's shotgun and go kill their classmates. Yeah, we understand. On Wednesday, however, Republican gubernatorial candidate Curtis Coleman is praising the Bryant School. He released this statement: "I admire the school's administrator, Perry Black, for recognizing that every moment counts when a gun-toting criminal intent on taking innocent lives is on campus. We certainly recognize his authority and his right to his opinion, and we reserve our right as American citizens and as Christians to protect the children on our campus," said Pastor Black. Pastor Black said staff and parents are very excited to be part of the program that puts the safety of their children to be job one, or as the article said, number one. Sounds like a plan to me. You know, I mean, think about this. When you were kids, did you see armed security guards around your school? No. Didn't need them, did you? Because we didn't have people busting in the schools, either pissed off students or parents or some doped out stranger or whatever the case may be, coming in and killing anybody. Of course, in those days as well, there weren't issues about guns either. Now, I wonder what has changed. At any rate, just thought you'd enjoy that little tidbit. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. You can email that to a friend. Make it go viral. It's a lot of fun. The 10 Planks of the Communist Manifesto. Now, been a lot of talk, and I have been, this has been one of my little benchmarks for a number of years. Can you hear me now? 15 years ago on air, I'm going through the Communist Manifesto. Because if it wasn't in place, it was being talked about being put into place. And a lot of this stuff was already in practice. And it's really ironic, because in this country, people are barely aware that this is a republic. They've been listening to the talking heads and the news medias for so many years, telling them it's a democracy, along with the phony politicians that we had supposedly serving us. Yeah. We're from Texas here, folks. You know what servicing in the cattle industry means? Use your imagination. But I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know, maybe it's about time that we have an adult conversation about really politically what's going on in this country. Now, how Marxist has the United States become? Now, although Marx advocated the use of any means, especially in including violent revolution, to bring about the socialist dictatorship, he suggested 10 political goals for developed countries, such as the United States. How far is the United States, traditionally the bastion of freedom, free markets, and private property, gone down the Marxist road to fulfill these socialist aims? Well, you be the judge of it, but you better get out your comparative notes here. Because if you're not really familiar with the Republic and the Constitution and what it is, then, I don't know, would you really be surprised when I go through the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, the antithesis of what we are politically supposed to be in this country? I don't know. You should be outraged. You should be the town crier. You should be running around at Mach 3 with your hair on fire right now going, the communists are here, the communists are here, instead of the British. But, yeah, you can do what you want. I have already chosen my path. Now, the first plank, abolition of private property in land, application of all rents of land to public purpose. It's a little confusing. But look at it this way. The courts have interpreted the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. That is when you became a U.S. citizen. This is what Mark Levine doesn't want to talk about. 14th Amendment, we had that given to us, wrapped up with a communist red bow back in 1868. To give the government far more eminent domain power than was originally intended. Under the rubric of eminent domain and various zoning regulations, land use regulations by the Bureau of Land Management, property taxes, environmental excuses, private property rights had become very diluted, and private property in land, vehicle, and other forms of seized are seized almost every day in this country under the forfeiture provisions of the RICO statutes and the so-called war on drugs. Now, I've got two comparative notes I'm going from, so it might overlap a little bit, but this is great stuff, because in addition to, or another way at looking at, the first plank, zoning, model ordinances proposed by Secretary of Commerce Herbert Hoover were widely adopted. Supreme Court ruled zoning to be constitutional in 1921. Private owners of property required to get permission from government relative to the use of their property. Federally owned lands are leased for grazing, mining, timber usage, the fees being paid right into the U.S. Treasury. And the big argument for a number of years, I mean, look at Nevada. The biggest little city out there in Reno, and of course Las Vegas and a few other little towns. Other than that, the federal government claims domain over the entire damned area. Well, the question is Nevada a state or is it not? And do the people have the full use and control of the property known as Nevada? No, they don't. Second plank, heavy progressive or graduated income tax. Now, the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, 1913, which some scholars maintain was never properly ratified. I've done the research on it, folks, and I'll stake my reputation on it. It was never properly ratified. Never. And various state income taxes established this major Marxist coup in the United States many decades ago. These taxes continue to drain the lifeblood out of the American economy and greatly reduce the accumulation of desperately needed capital for future growth. Business starts, job creation, salary increases, you name it. Also, take a look at the Corporate Tax Act of 1909. Cover a little bit more on the second plank when we get back. When I get through with you, you're going to swear to God you're in Soviet Russia or maybe Commie China.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
The Communist Manifesto in school, that's what they said it was all about. Oh, they're not teaching the Communist Manifesto in school, are they? Pretty much. The heavy progressive income or graduated income tax. Now, I call this, and Mark Levin, I hope you're listening today. Somebody emailed me and said, I emailed him, he said he was going to listen. So maybe he is. Maybe he'll call into the program. I doubt it, because he wants to stay anonymous. How do you stay anonymous when you're on 150 radio stations? But your intent, I guess you could say, is to remain anonymous. 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, I call it the surety for the bankers. You know, how in God's green earth do you pass the Emergency Banking Act of 1913 with only a few members of Congress present and the rest of the yahoos, the Congress critters, home already for the holidays? How do you pass... How was that ever considered to be a properly passed law? First out of the block, it wasn't possible to even consider it to be a constitutional bill because this is a semi-private organization to control the economy and to give us supposed money, which it is not. It is a dead instrument. Have any problem understanding that? Go do some research. I don't have the time to cover it. I've covered it until I'm blue in the face. But we have the 16th Amendment, the Infernal Revenue, the start of the Infernal Revenue Service, as the surety for the bankers. As this is an unapportioned, totally illegal and unconstitutional tax. But yet, there it still remains. 100th anniversary, folks. By the way, the same people that wrote the Banking Reform Act were just about the very same people that wrote the 16th Amendment. Well, geez, big surprise there. So, you know, some scholars maintain it was never properly ratified. Well, I can tell you it was never properly ratified. And various state income taxes established this Marxist coup in the United States. Well, the Corporate Tax Act of 1909, the 16th Amendment, allegedly ratified in 1913, the Revenue Act of 1913, Section 2, income tax, these laws have been purposely misapplied against American citizens to this day, to this very day. But yet we don't have any Congress critters or any senators that will stand up and say, you know what, I must have been asleep. I don't know where I've been. I've been in politics for a number of years, and I just had an epiphany. And I'm here in service of the American people, and I got a little story to tell you. You hear any of that coming out of Washington? No, because they're all bought off, all paid for. And if you insist on, you know, well, let's look at this 13th Amendment, 16th Amendment, whatever. If we take too much of a look at that, we might be ending up in prison, like Jim Traficant did, because he wouldn't. he really made a lot of people at the IRS very, very angry. They were well into and rolling with home foreclosures back in the 80s. Well, he pretty much put a halt to that. They didn't like him for that. He was not going to shut up or give up, so they set him up, put his ass in jail. Then turned around and said, you spent enough time in jail, you want to make a deal, you want to get out now? Said, no, I'll do my whole term. The heck with you. And that's what he did. So, the heavy progressive and graduated income tax? Communist plan, folks. Let me continue. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Now, here again, it's another Marxian attack on private property rights. Is in the form of federal and state estate taxes and other inheritance taxes, which have abolished or at least greatly diluted the right of private property owners to determine the disposition and distribution of their estate upon their death. Instead, government bureaucrats get their greedy hands involved. It's not their property. It is not theirs. But yet, they are there making the rules and policies and all that other stuff surrounding it. So is it my property or not? I'll tell you how you find out on the issue of an inheritance and taxes. You own your home, right? You took out a standard 30-year mortgage. You've worked half of your adult life to pay the thing off. Say that you're recently retired. You're catching your breath and you're planning your fishing trip. And you think, well, I'm done with the bank. I own my property outright. There's nobody that can do anything to me. Sounds good, and I wish you luck with that one. Try not paying your property tax and see what happens to you. And as an intelligent man just put it about property taxes, it's paying your yearly rent. It's not yours. Well, the building that sits on it, you might have negotiated with a bank, paid a bank three times more than it was the cost to build the house. And you might have gone through all of that usury and paid all that off, but try not paying your property tax and see what happens to your property. They're going to come and get it. That's why every once in a while you'll hear pop up somebody mention allodial title. Allodial. Allodial title. What is that? That's get your damn hands off my itty-bitty stuff. This is my property. You can't come in and confiscate this stuff and call it a property tax. Ain't having it. In cities before, you know what they used to do to raise funds to build schools or to build a recreation center or a playground or repair roads or do whatever? They'd pass bonds. People would vote on it. City would go, okay, this is what we want to do, or the township or the county. This is what we want to do. Okay, we're going to do a millage thing or we're going to do a bond. You know, this is how much it's going to cost, and here it is. Well, does that happen in your neck of the woods very often anymore? Or is it just taken care of by, the property taxes and the city taxes and the excise tax and this tax and the other tax and whatever tax they can tax you with? One of the things that they do down here in Texas, and I love this one, you have an existing business. Well, in order for you to keep doing business every year, you got to tell them what kind of machinery you got. And did you buy any new stuff? And they literally will tax you on office equipment, computers, whatever you got. Doesn't matter. You pay a tax to the state every damn year to operate. And they do it based on what your stuff in your building, your business is. And they tax you. You know, you can't do business unless you pay your tax. Well, wait a minute. I've already bought the stuff, already paid the tax on it. What the hell is this? What representation am I getting off of this taxation, I ask you? And I ask the county assessor that, and they go, well, we don't know. But we know it goes into the county and state coffers, and I said, and what? And I said, how is this representing? How is this tax representing my interest? What benefit do I get out of this one? I didn't get an answer. Tax this, tax that. Yeah, here come the tax man. Number four, confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. We call it government seizures, tax liens, forfeiture. Public Law 99-570 of 1986. Executive Order 11490, Sections 1205 and 2002, which gives private land to the Department of Urban Development, the imprisonment of terrorists and those who speak out or write against the government. Check into the 1997 Crime Terrorist Bill, or the IRS confiscation of property without due process. And again, you know... The confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels? Well, let me ask you a question. You heard about Janet Napolitano at Department of Homeland Security, the DHS. Well, and you, she's got a, man, she's profiling. Man, is this woman profiling. She can tell you what a potential terrorist in this country looks like. Yes, she's done it. I'm telling you, this is one smart lady. She said, if you believe in the Second Amendment, you may be a terrorist. If you belong to a Christian group, you might be a cultist, you might be a terrorist. If you believe in the Constitution and you talk excessively about it, you may be a rebel or you may be a terrorist. You got to listen to the fine people that we have in government now. They're really trying to help us. Slide us right into a commie-style government. I, for one, want to be around when we turn the key on the jail cells of these wonderful people that we have in government. Can't wait. How about you?
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you,
If you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Yeah, so who's an immigrant and a rebel now? Now, the illegal immigrants are actually illegal aliens. Immigrants is kind of a misnomer. That's kind of softening when somebody comes into this country illegally and wants to squat down in your neighborhood and use your tax dollars for schools and hospitals and emergency bills and all that other stuff and food stamps and all that stuff. Yeah, that's an immigrant. Yeah, sure. Well, so we're now pretty much classified by the United States government. Aren't you happy to know that you're a terrorist? I mean, really? That you believe in God? That you believe in the Constitution? The right of self-protection by way of that Second Amendment? Doesn't this just absolutely thrill you? Fifth plank. Ooh, this is a biggie. Centralization of credit in the hands of the state. Well. By means of a national bank with state capital and an exclusive monopoly. You see, the Federal Reserve does not like any competition. Just ask the guy that did the deal. He's still sitting in jail, is he not, Mr. Van Nottinghouse? That actually checked with the Secret Service and said, well, look, we're going to do this currency thing. And we're not going to call it, well, at the time, dollars. But that's eventually what they came after him, Liberty Dollars. And he checked with the Secret Service. Initially, they said, hey, they had no problem. You got people that want to send you, stuff, and they want to store silver and gold. That's a repository. We don't have. You want to issue a certificate? That's not a problem. That's not competing with the Federal Reserve. With our blessings, go, my child. And he did. And it became very popular. And the NorFed dollars, that seemed like everybody had some. Then all of a sudden, well, we got a copyright on that dollar thing. I don't actually know if the Federal Reserve, I never saw the paperwork on it. And that would be the only thing. They said that the dollar, oh, well, that's denoting Federal Reserve notes. It's a dollar. So Mr. Van Nottinghouse, which used to be, we used to work for, in Hawaii, the Treasury Department. Doing what? Working for the Mint. So the guy knew the stuff inside and out. But no, 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 no. We're going to have a monopoly. What did Abraham Lincoln do? He was trying to fund the war between the states. Between brother and brother. Yeah, you know the drill. But what did he do? He went to the New York bankers and he said, look, northern people, I need money for the war. And they said, yeah, not a problem. You can have all the money you want. We'll fund the Northern's aggression against the South. the Union. We'll fund the Union any dollar amount you want. With one proviso. We get to charge about 25% interest. That made old Abe shrink about 2.5 feet. And he said, no. We'll just do, we'll call them greenbacks. He did the greenback thing. They competed against the central bank at the time. Guess what happened to old Abe? That's right. He didn't get to see the end of the act, final act in the Ford Theater. Well, go about 100 years. That was in the 1860s. Try the 1960s. Some other smart guy sitting in the Oval Office said, you know what? I'm going to make a point here. Let me see. How much are we in? What's our national debt right now? About $5 billion. Well, let me call the Treasury and order the United States Treasury to call the Mint and start printing some notes here. And what do we call them? Well, they're going to look very similar to the Federal Reserve note with one minor difference. At the top of the bill, I want it to say United States note. So the Treasury did, printed about $5 billion worth of those puppies, 10s, 20s, and I think even hundreds, but the majority of them in 10s and 20s, a lot of fives as well, of a $5 bill, which I have at home. Thank you very much, Mr. Kennedy. But that was competition against the Federal Reserve. Guess what happened to that president? Yeah. It's a monopoly, and thank you very much, but we don't want any competition. Because you see, they had a grand plan. We're going to squeeze every drop of blood that we can out of this country. And we're not done. We got to chug along for about another 45, 50 years before we can accomplish our goal. The goal being, the currency's not worth anything. We've stolen all the wealth that we can. And we're out the back door with the bags full of money. By the way, if you did not hear the show that I did, reading Lewis T. McFadden on the House floor, I think on June 10th, 1932, go back and listen to it in the archives. Because guess what they did? Guess what they did? They did the same damn thing in 2008 that they did in 1932. Almost verbatim. Now, how many of the talking heads out there told you that one? Well, the Federal Reserve System, created by the Federal Reserve Act in Congress of 1913, is indeed such a national bank, and it politically manipulates interest rates and holds a monopoly on legal counterfeiting inside the United States. This is exactly what Marx had in mind and completely fulfills this plank, another major socialist objective. Yet most Americans naively believe that the U.S. of A. is far from a Marxist or socialist nation. Sixth plank of the Communist Manifesto. Centralization of the means of the communication and transportation in the hands of the state. Let me first point out something to you. Have a little fun with this one. The Pepsi driver with his Pepsi truck that pulls up to your local Stop and Rob in your city, gas station, convenience store, whatever. Look on the cab of his truck, and what will you see? You'll see a DOT number. DOT standing for Department of Transportation. Why does he have to have a permit to drive a commercial vehicle in the state of wherever in this country? Why does he have to have Department of Transportation? Look who you crap brown UPS trucks out there. Take a look at those. And I'm looking at one going down, ironically, down the street right now. Big old brown bus. Look for the DOT number on that one as well. Well, in the U.S., communication and transportation are controlled and regulated by the Federal Communications Commission. Established at the FCC, established by the Communications Act of 1934, and the Department of Transportation, and the Interstate Commerce Commission, established by Congress in 1887, by the way, and the Federal Aviation Administration, as well as the Executive Orders 11490. Am I speaking too fast? You want to write these down? Try EO11490, Executive Order 10999. Not to mention various state bureaucracies and regulations. There's also the federal postal monopoly, Amtrak, Conrail, outright socialist government-owned enterprises. Instead of free market, private enterprise in these important industries, these fields in America are semi-cartelized, I guess that's a word, through the government's regulatory industrial complex. And also to, and as I said, I'm working off two different sheets here, two different sources on the 10 planks. This one says the Federal Radio Commission of 1927, Federal Communications Commission 1934, Air Commerce Act of 1927, or 26 rather, my apologies, Civil Aeronautics Act of 1938, Federal Aviation Agency of 1958, becoming part of the Department of Transportation in 1966. Federal Highway Act of 1916, federal funds made available to states for highway construction. Interstate Highway System, 1944, funding began 1956 for the Interstate Commerce Commission, given authority by Congress to regulate trucking and carriers on inland waterways, 1935 to 1940, Department of Transportation, 1966. Yeah, has some fun. Look for that little, if there's a truck going down the road, look for its little DOT number, and you can thank the wonderful government, the Interstate Highway System and Interstate Commerce Commission, you know, for regulating that trucking. You know, we can regulate those, but not the Mexican trucks that are coming up from Mexico on I-35 here with no brakes and no rubber on their wheels. Can't touch them. Can't touch that. Take the break, second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. I was hoping to get all this in here, but there's so much to tell you. Are we in a communist nation, or are we in a free nation? John Stepman.